If they ever sell stock in this program, I strongly suggest you get a hold of every cent you own and buy that stock. America Weekend starts right now. America Weekend. Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffa will be by momentarily, and we will be chatting with a very, very special guest this hour. His name is Dr. Daniel Ivankovich. He is one of the finalists for the 2015 CNN Hero of the Year. This man's story is fascinating. He started off at Northwestern University. He's playing college basketball. He was good. His dream was to play in the NBA. He blew out his knee. That dream ended. But the story begins there. He instead became a blues musician and a spinal surgeon. He became very involved with the blues community in Chicago and realized a lot of these guys, many of them legendary in blues music, were just not getting any medical care. So what did he do? He took care of them free of charge. He is an angel to many of these men, and he's quite a guy. So Dr. Dan is going to join us, and we're going to tell you how you can vote for Dr. Dan today so he can win CNN Hero of the Year. And then it will be this week's Entertainment Report with the aforementioned Christina Staffo, and then how affordable can you make a first date? Yeah, it's, you know, you've got that chance. It's that special he, that special she, and they will be going out with you. You're going to kind of take things for a test drive and kick the tires, you know what I mean? And it's that first date. But you don't have a lot of money, nor do you want to spend a lot of money. So we found a list of some ideas, things you can do to make an affordable first date. And believe you me, after you hear some of these things, you'll realize why some of these people never got a second date. We start things off this hour with my channel flipping during the week. One morning I was up, and so I stopped off at CNBC. That's always an interesting little 15 minutes that you'll never get back. And they had on the CEO and chairman of Macy's, you know, the parade, the department store, that whole thing, Terry Lundgren. So Terry is sitting there explaining why Macy's stock has plummeted to a 52-week low. So they're all sitting there, and he says, you know what? It's warm out. Nobody's buying coats. So essentially, he's explaining the way the fact that his company is literally coming down the log flume in a free fall because it's been balmy out the last couple of weeks and nobody's going out to buy a winter coat. And the underlying theme was everybody is just buying everything from Amazon. And so all the talking heads on CNBC, they're just nodding and agreeing. And, oh, well, if Macy's is in trouble, well, then this store will be in trouble and that store will be in trouble and they're all going to fail except for Amazon. Wait a minute. Wait. Isn't it amazing how your investment can turn on a dime, pun intended, or maybe a penny in this case, because it's warm out? Really? I mean, how fickle is this whole system here, this whole Wall Street thing? It makes you want to just go and stuff your money in your mattress and leave it there forever. The other part of the argument that was really surprising to me, well, everybody is buying their outerwear on Amazon. Wait a minute. When you buy a coat, do you buy it sight unseen? Don't you want to try it on? If I go out and buy an overcoat, if I go out and buy a jacket, a sports jacket, anything, I want to try it on before I hand over my $75 or whatever it's going to be. Well, millennials will only buy clothing from Amazon. They don't like going into stores. Why? Because they're, what, sitting in Starbucks typing away on their tablets with all the free Wi-Fi telling everybody about what they're doing on social media? But what really got to me was when you watch all of this Wall Street stuff and you realize that how fragile it really is. And it's usually just a bunch of rich people looking out for and making money for other rich people. You watch that show that Jim Cramer does over on CNBC. You're supposed to follow 19,000 stocks on your own, so you're going to sit there and make your own financial decisions. Are you kidding me? The whole thing is so stilted and it's just so fishy from top to bottom. Maybe you'd be better off just buying some fish. Stay with us. Dr. Daniel Ivankovich is coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge. America
Weekend. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? This NBA All-Star has almost 3,600 career rebounds as a center for the 76ers and the Nets, but he's probably better known for his misdeeds off the court.
Final buzzer sounded today for an ex-NBA star, Jason Williams, as his 8-year legal battle came to a close in a Somerville courtroom.
So where is Jason Williams now? Jason was playing with a shotgun at his estate in New Jersey in 2002 when the gun accidentally went off, killing driver Gus Christoffi. Jason pled guilty to aggravated assault 8 years later, just days after cops arrested him for a DWI. He served 26 months in prison for the two crimes. Jason reportedly started writing his autobiography in 2012, titled Humbled.
You never want to get used to jail, you know. I just started writing letters to my dad, who had died 3 months before.
Just the latest rebound for Jason Williams. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. Scientists who have mapped HIV across Europe say Europeans who leave on vacation are coming back infected. Turns out Greece, Portugal, Serbia, and Spain are big HIV exporters, while Great Britain is both an HIV importer and exporter, the Retrovirology Journal says. Yet countries like Austria, Belgium, Denmark, Germany, and Luxembourg have very little transmission within their borders, as populations use condoms more often. Uniquely, in Poland, HIV is contained and seems only spread by injecting drug users. The upshot? HIV exporters are Greece, Portugal, Serbia, and Spain. Both exporters and importers turn out to be Israel, Norway, the Netherlands, Sweden, Switzerland, and the UK. And European countries not spreading HIV are Austria, Belgium, Denmark, Germany, and Luxembourg. Condom users.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.